Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. We start this 722nd episode of Neon Jazz with the stellar multi-instrumentalist, composer, and producer, Kurt Rosenwinkel. That was the song Blue Line off his 2021 reissue called Hardcore, and that's on his label, Hardcore Records. It was originally released back in 2003 and has gained kind of a cult status as a classic recording. Joining Kurt on this adventure was Mark Turner on saxophone, Jeff Ballard on drums, Ethan Iverson on piano, and it was produced by Q-Tip of A Tribe Called Quest. This prolific cat is on the radars of countless guitarists and musicians who note him for his profound influence on them. And this was the album that vaulted him into that stratosphere. And we caught up with him during the lockdown slowdown to talk about his life and music. Have a listen.
Yeah, I feel really blessed to be in the position I'm in now. Yeah, I've become kind of a renegade, I suppose. You know, I have to do things, you know, I'm trying to find my own path through life and trying to make the most of the opportunities that I can see. And that's led me to things that I would have never imagined that I would be doing, like never imagined that I would have a record company. I never desired that or thought of that.
He gained international recognition when he first appeared in New York on the scene back in 1991. Over his 11 albums as a leader, he's become a leader in his own right, a bona fide one. His aesthetic vision has garnered the respect of the elders and legends in the craft, and he is always really going for it. He's been on an extensive catalog of over 150 recordings as a sideman. Just as the world wakes up and the live jazz begins in earnest, he's going to be there. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of masters like Charlie Bird Parker and Bobby Watson. And below us is a masterclass that Bobby Watson did with the great Jaleel Shaw at the Blue Room on 18 and Vine and KC Moe. And it was stellar, and it was a lead up to the concert with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra of Bird Lives, a wondrous weekend of music. We are here on this day on October 13th that I happen to share a birthday with the great Terry Gibbs. And in that vein, this is going to become a tradition. I have cherry-picked a great vault of tunes replete with interview clips that give you a spectacular view of jazz. And I'm here to personally say happy birthday to my friend Terry Gibbs. Our next track is from Arizona-based singer-songwriter and keyboardist, the great Rachel Eckroth. She is currently the keyboardist for the powerhouse St. Vincent and has done so many high-level piano gigs with many luminaries. But she has her own jazz life, and this is the title track off her 2021 CD, The Garden. And we caught up with her here at the show, and she talked about how it all began for her. And before that, I have to say, I caught her live with St. Vincent in Kansas City on October 7th, 2021, and it was magical kind of show.
I think basically where I got hooked was at jazz camp. So I got sent to jazz camp when I was like 15 and learned about harmony and arranging and voicings on the piano. It was just really interesting to me and really fun to learn improvise and make my own stuff instead of just reading piano music. So
thank you. Hi, you're listening to Neon Jazz. It's El Dimino. The baddest show there is. Check it out. This is Amadeen Rivera.
That was Renaissance Man percussionist Emmaden Rivera with the tune Look My Way off his latest 2021 CD, Tropical Turbulence. This journeyed musician is well-versed on a vast array of contemporary music genres, and over the years, he's performed with the likes of Stevie Wonder, Harry Belafonte, Sting, Gregory Hines, and so many others. And I caught up with him here at the show. He is a wonderful cat, and he talked about music, especially during these times we're living through.
The music, that's it. To occupy what I did for the COVID thing, I started working on my house. You know, so I would work on my house, listening to music at the same time. And that's what would keep me occupied, you know, praying that everything will open up again and we will start working again. And that people now, since they've been without music for a long time, will go out and listen to live music.
Here's the always wise and talented fretless electric bass master, Charnette Moffett, with his latest CD, New Love, with the tune Flying in the Air. And as we do, he had something to say about his approach to the stage and beyond.
I'm always just being myself. I mean, that's all I've ever done. Whether people love it or they don't like it, I have to do what I feel and what's right for me. And you can't be the same way you were when you were at this stage of life or when you were at that. I mean, I played with so many musicians. I can remember I can remember playing with Tony Williams. It was amazing. Art Blakey. Yeah. And actually, in Kansas City, the first time I was in Kansas City, I was, that was a long time ago. I played with Jay McShann.
From Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
This is night in Brooklyn. Go on, take a look in. Set your sights on Brooklyn. On Brooklyn, on Brooklyn. Fight in Brooklyn, you and I are cooking, feeling so good looking in Brooklyn, in Brooklyn. And the stars are shining bright and brilliantly for you and me, and the moon is hanging high for every. Right in Brooklyn, planes fly high in Brooklyn, touch the sky in Brooklyn. This is night in Brooklyn, in Brooklyn, in Brooklyn.
That was a good friend of the show, American Grammy-nominated musician, composer, performer, and podcast interviewer, along with being a great producer, Mr. Leo Sidran, with the tune This Is Night in Brooklyn off his 2021 CD, The Art of Conversation, written as a celebration of life during the pandemic. And we spoke to him here at the show a little bit. We always love catching up with Leo, and he had some great things to say.
But one of the great answers I got was from the saxophone player John Ellis, who said, it's just that we're used to hustling. I mean, maybe it's not even about the music. It's just knowing that you're always going to have to kind of reinvent yourself from month to month. And this is just another example of that.
I really love this cat, South African pianist Naduzo Makatini, with the cut off his latest 2021 CD, Modes of Communication. And his upbringing and African roots inform a lot of who he is, and he opened up during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
One of the key principles in African cosmology is this notion of the past. So the notion of time in Africa is such that the past continues to live with us. So your question in that sense about the people that have inspired me, those people are actually the people that are now my ancestors, and they inform a broader understanding of being in the world.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Patricia Barber.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make you town or a break you town and bring you downtown. This town is a quiet town or a riot town like this town. This town is a love you town or a shove you down and push you round town. This town, this town is a use you town, an abuse you town, until you're downtown. This town is a losing town, is a miserable town. Every uptown, it's bound to be down.
That was a veteran of the jazz world, the performer known for boldly blurring the lines between poetry, jazz, and art, and song, Patricia Barber, with the tune This Town off her 2021 CD, Click. This new album is an all-standards release and is very welcome in a world needing healing. And she explained that to us here at the show.
Like I said, it's healing, but it's so much more healing in person. I mean, the vibrations that music offers, you know, the instruments actually create vibrations. The piano, when it hits the string, you know, vibrations go out into the audience. The bass, the drums, those vibrations, musical vibrations go out into the audience. And when you take that and you actually apply it, you know, if you put that kind of vibration on this special vagus nerve, people with MS actually get better.
On this next track, we see the old and new worlds of musicmanship notching up. Here's the legendary pianist Terry Waldo with the up-and-coming jazz vocalist Tatiana Eva Marie with the tune Button Up Your Overcoat, the title track off their new 2021 CD. And as we get into it, Tatiana explains the bridges that meet up.
I always think it's very beautiful when different generations come together. That's one very interesting thing about our project, is that he is this older ragtime pianist who's known everyone. He's a part of history. Myself and the other musicians, we're the younger generation, but we love this music so much.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Eat an apple every day. bird, caviar salve, you belong to me. Be careful crossing streets, ooh, ooh. Cut out sweets, ooh, ooh. Don't eat meats too rare, or you'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum. Stay away from college girls when they're on the spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong.
And I am Wadada Leo Smith telling you that to open up your heart and head. Thank you.
That was the trumpet legend Wadada Leo Smith with a 3-CD box set called Sacred Ceremony, celebrating his prowess and prolific stature in the world of jazz. That was the tune Tony Williams as he teamed up with the great Bill Laswell. And we had a great talk with Wadada about the state of the world today, and he had some profound thoughts on art.
I always made music from the very beginning to actually engage with, and if they engage with it on any kind of level, superficial or grand level, it didn't matter, and it still doesn't matter, because just the amount of engagement that a human being can take towards any art project is beneficial to them.
Led by the great saxophonist Tom Moon, here's the Philadelphia-based five-piece band inspired by the music of Brazil, the Ensemble Novo, with the song O Grande Amor off the 2021 CD, This Is Ensemble Novo. And Tom talked to us about the art of listening, and as he does, have a listen.
But the idea of just encountering stuff that you didn't know about, some of it you love, some of it you don't, having the disposition, and it's really just that, it's not any special skill. It's not like you have to know music to appreciate music. It's not like you have to know the theory. There was something about the work that you do as a musician when someone puts a piece of music in front of you and says, okay, this is what we're going to work on, and you have no frame of reference and you just do it. There's something about that that activates some curiosity that I think is really important for listening.
This is pianist Keith Brown out of New Jersey, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was in-demand pianist Keith Brown joined by his trio with the tune African Ripples Part 1 off a CD with the same name. And the power of live music is something he's very close to, and he explains.
You know, everybody, like you said, both sides, musicians and audience alike, just really take the time to appreciate that experience of playing live. You know, so many musicians were doing some of these live streams and whatnot. Really appreciate that experience and that connection of attending any, you know, jazz or whatever it is that you like, any live performance, but really appreciating it.
Man, this next one is a smoking good one. The combination of Kevin Hayes, Ben Street, and Billy Hart off the 2021 CD, All Things Are. And this is the tune, Unscrapulous. As we get into it, we talk to the veteran pianist, Mr. Kevin Hayes, about the world of live music coming back. Have a listen.
It's easy to take these things for granted, right? We take everything for granted. Life, our health, music. Yeah, I guess if there's a hope around it that I will not take it for granted and to feel that appreciation every moment that I'm able to play.
Again, that was Kevin Hayes with the Magic Trio off the CD All Things Are. Go out and grab this one. And finally on the show, we bring you the brilliant jazz arranger Mark Masters teamed up with the great baritone cat Gary Smulyan with the tune Don't Deny off the 2021 project Night Talk, the Alec Wilder songbook. And as we do, we caught Mark off guard during an interview when we asked him who he thought he really was. Have a listen.
This is really an interesting interview. Nobody's ever asked me that before, probably because they're afraid to.
first and foremost, I'm trying to be a good person and take care of my lady friend and my mother, who is 91, and just, boy, that's a good question. I'm not really sure.
So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a large and in-charge broadcaster out there, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Closing the gates of Mordor.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
People work for me. I've been a band leader since 1950, and I don't think there's one person that ever worked for me could say anything bad about me.
Neon Jazz.